talking water savings. It always cracks me up the way they present the stories and try to hyperinflate the doomsday scenario, like this one from National Geographic talking about the Tier 1 shortage out of Colorado River. It's the lowest it's been since the first time it was built in the 1930s, and this mega drought is the worst it's ever, one of the worst in 500 years. So you're saying we've had drought before? Just as bad within the last 500 years? It's going to happen. That's why we've prepared for it with our lakes, our dams, our water conservation. And in fact, a report put out by the Arizona Commerce Authority says Arizona has the highest concentration of water experts in the country because we need it. So Arizona is the leading state for water conservation. And our goal today is just to change the perspective of not just point of use water consumption, but global use consumption. Water is in a cycle between liquid and gas and condensation, and we only have it in the collection stage is when we're using it, and how to effectively use that that great resource when it's in its collection, its liquid form that we consume regularly. And we've talked a couple items today. We were talking about plastic bottles, and Vaughn Payne of East Valley Floors sent me a text, and we were talking about, you know, needing the demand for using that recycled plastic. And Mohawk, which is a flooring manufacturer, had stated in a recent National Flooring Convention that Vaughn attended, their new carpet that they're using, 75% of it is coming from recycled plastic, and they've diverted 3 billion plastic bottles out of the landfill. So that's a great example of, you know, just not forcing regulations, but letting the market come up with that solution. Because, you know, I've in this stack of paper I've got here, some, you know, you've got plenty of opinion polls. Now's the time to regulate. Now's the time to restrict growth. Now's the time to put limits on population growth. And now's the time we've got to furlough X amount of grounds of gardening. Well, you know, and then what? And that doesn't solve the problem. So we've got to find solutions, and that's what we're talking through today, some bigger picture perspectives on just better water use management. And we've got a caller on the line, Myrna, who wants to tell us about her water-saving story. Welcome, Myrna.
Hi, thanks. We inherited our, we bought our house about 6 years ago, so we just inherited, you know, the irrigation system we had. We just have a small patch of grass, which we've slowly been shrinking, but we recently redid our irrigation system. So I wanted to say to people, if you think it's, you don't want to spend the money on an irrigation system replacement, upgrade, modernization, it will pay for itself very quickly. In the past, we had a water bill as high as $200. And then yesterday I paid our water bill and it was $68.
From $200 to $68. And
yes. And I will say last month, the previous bill was 86, and that $20 difference is because with all this rain, we were shutting our irrigation system off. We
sure.
weren't, you know, watering the garden and so forth. We were paying attention. But to go from $200 to at least 86, that'll pay for your irrigation replacement. We knew we had pinhole leaks, and we suspected we had leaks, and that's another issue. It was kind of near the house's foundation, you know, that we couldn't get to. So, and the other thing we do is, if we replace any landscaping, we're going to replace it with something edible.
Yeah, that is another great strategy. Myrna, thanks a million for sharing your story of success.
On edibles, that's one that always blows my mind. We're going back to drinks. As you look at a glass of orange juice from Florida, I'm like, why are we shipping it from Florida? See, citrus. We're a huge citrus producer. Put a tree in your backyard. Why are we shipping with the success we have in citrus in the desert? Why are we shipping it in from Florida? That one blows my mind. But you had mentioned the water cost. That's something that's also amazing, too, is how cheap water is. I mean, the $200 for the water use, I don't know how many gallons that is, and she cut it down to $68. But, I mean, your price per gallon is something that always blows my mind when you look at how we have to get water to our home. The fact that it's as affordable as it is, which brought up this article, will the looming Colorado River shortage raise your rates? Well, and if you're a City of Phoenix resident, you can expect a 6.5% increase. Glendale, a 4.3%. Peoria, 2.5%. Tempe, 5.9%. So you are going to start seeing a little uptick in your water bill.
The only place water is really, really expensive is in them stupid water bottles you keep buying. It's like $8 a gallon. That's the only place water's expensive. Quit buying the plastic bottled water.
Go add up what it costs to buy a gallon of water at the grocery store or at a filling station. It's going to be more than that gas.
A gallon of gasoline. It's a lot more than the gasoline, that's for sure. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to be talking about water that falls from the sky in the next hour. What you need to do in this middle of the monsoon season to protect your roof and the surface drainage areas you're having trouble with in, about, and around your property. That's all next hour. Stay tuned, y'all.